Renowned alto saxophonist, producer, and composer Logan Richardson will come to Berlin in Minneapolis in a collaboration with some Twin Cities area musicians, including Omar Abdul Karim on trumpet, Melvin Gibbs on bass, Kavyesh Kavaraj on piano, and drummer Kenny Washington. This is happening July 29th through 31st. I caught up with Logan Richardson to learn more about him and his music recently. I started our conversation by getting him to talk about the place where he's from, Kansas City, Missouri. I know that you grew up in Kansas City, Missouri, and historically that place was kind of a Western jazz mecca, and not only Charlie Parker, but Count Basie and Andy Kirk and Benny Moten's band, all these great bands were there, and it's super important in the evolution of the music. You were born in 1980. How did Kansas City in 1980 shape you as a musician?
It's actually a really interesting thing, because I'm a bit obsessed with my era, and the older I was kind of that way in the time coming up in the 80s and 90s or whatever, but I'm particularly obsessed with the 80s. And everything that I have, all my feeling, everything, like I feel like comes from this hodgepodge of coming up in my grandmother went to a couple of different type of churches, but you know, Baptist or Methodist. I've never played in church, but I was obsessed with staring at the bands and the choir. And at this point, I didn't play music. I just love music. So I made mixtapes at home. Like, I grew up on Hall & Oates and Prince. My brothers are Prince fanatics. So my Charlie Parker growing up, like, people say, oh, listen to John Coltrane. I listen to Prince and Hall & Oates and Stevie Wonder, Mahalia Jackson. My mother's mother, my grandmother, lived directly next door. And so she would have the radio on and she would play country music 24/7. I don't know, jazz has been interesting because I realized that I knew it well before I ever did, but the way that I came to know it literally came from these pop and rock musicians, if it's put off in a genre space. I was raised by 80 rock and sci-fi films, basically. That's where my whole thing really comes from. And then, like, Beethoven and Bird and Mozart really all just made a lot of sense at a particular point. Now when I was going back and actually checking out Hall & Oates again, like Private Eyes, I was checking out like a bunch of things recently. Just, I was like, I want to refresh myself. I was like, yeah, like these cats, everybody was feeding off of everybody. And that's and it's very clear historically, audibly, musically. But the one thing that I cherish is that we come from a time, and I'm jumping around a bit, but it's all in context. The jazz now has become like this popular thing, to where from the most pop to pop pop, whoever star, they all have to show that they either have a jazz friend or a musician in their crew so that they're valid. So it's funny, it's really become this kind of space, in my opinion. That reflection there, meaning if jazz is a cool suit to put on, we come from a time to where all the pop musicians and this and that, and most of the people that came up as prominent were basically at some point in their thing, I'm not going to call them jazz musicians, but they're definitely the type of musicians that had the level and the flexibility to be those musicians. They just ended up like Whitney Houston, for me, for all intents and purposes, is after, you know, Dinah Washington and Billie Holiday, like, she's one of our greatest jazz vocalists, but she didn't get marketed that way. Mm-hmm. Whitney Houston is one of the greatest R&B singers that we've never known and got to witness, and that's it. But as a jazz folk, she's tell me Whitney Houston won't be able to sing Misty? Huh? She can't sing Body and Soul? Really? Right. But no other man's gonna do, so I'm saving all my love. It's all jazz. Like, that's, I guess, basically what I'm trying to come down to. And so, for me, I did find the music in a very peculiar way, but I found it kind of in the reverse engineering. So, I didn't come to find jazz at first. I basically found it via Prince, via Hall & Oates, via, you know, Stevie Wonder, via these avenues. And then from that, it just, I don't know. I wanted to learn how to play the saxophone. I learned that there is a dude by the name of Charlie Parker from my same city that played alto saxophone too. I'm telling this is exactly how I learned it when I was 13, 14. So I went and I got a CD. I said, well, let me figure out, let me see what this guy sounds like. And so I get the recording, I put it on, and it was That Night Tunisia. And he takes this break, this 4-bar break. I said, if I have to play jazz to be able to play the saxophone like this, then I would play. He plays bebop. Okay, so I'm gonna learn how to play bebop. That's it. It was clear. It said because I wanted to get the horn. So then the most logical thing was, well, if he's playing this and that's how you sound, then whatever it takes. There you go. So that it was about the horn. It wasn't about the music, per se. I found the music because of the horn, not the other way around.
I'm Peter Solomon. You're tuned to The Morning Show on Minnesota's Jazz Station 88.5. Today, my guest is Logan Richardson, an alto saxophonist and composer. He's playing a residency at Berlin from Wednesday the 29th through Friday the 31st. That's this Wednesday through Friday. Richardson is an accomplished instrumentalist who's collaborated with innovative artists like Jason Moran, Ambrose Akinmusery, Gerald Clayton, and drummer Billy Hart.
I don't think I should improvise, man. It's not like sitting at home, I can tell you that. It's not like playing at home by yourself.
Well, what can we do for you?
On Richardson's own projects, the music reflects a fascination with sound manipulation, taking musical ideas, snatches of conversation, or anything else that might catch his ear, and weaving the different elements into a musical statement with a compositional sense of form. Richardson says his love of production and engineering and remixing started when he was a kid.
I'm a kid that was making mixtapes when I was 6 and 7 years old from 33s and 45s. And I used to have fun doing that. So basically, I was already an engineer doing what I do now, then just with different tools. But then it took me the longest time to realize that, and I was like, oh, I want to be an engineer. I like Ableton or I like Logic. But then I didn't, it's crazy to think that like I'm sitting here trying to prove to an industry that I do this thing, but I was doing that before I ever even picked up an instrument. In the sense of what a kid does with a record player and some blank tapes, that it seems like the process isn't too far away. Like I'm recording my own thing that doesn't exist in that creation is so special. It's so special.
And so you've got this residency at Berlin that's called A Living Score. And the write-up on Berlin's website, and I don't know if this came from a publicity person or from you yourself, it said part concert, part installation, and part social practice. Could you talk about what the audience is going to experience in your performances coming up at Berlin, the 29th through the 31st?
Essentially, what we're trying to show is that the canvas, so to speak, the sheet music, is the space. And the artifact is what we collect in that moment. How can that artifact that's been collected in the moment collectively then be played as instrument? And this comes through the document of digital instruments, of droning instruments, sampling instruments that capture, it could be somebody's glass that breaks on the floor really quick, like depends on how fast we are. If we get it, chop it up, throw it back, spit it back out, throw it in the keyboard, now we're responding. Archive has become instrument that's now playable. So I'm thinking about how do we turn moments into artifacts that can be playable. And so A Living Score, where everybody's coming on the excavation hunt for us to find these instruments that we're gonna play.
Alto saxophonist Logan Richardson will perform at Berlin July 29th through 31st. You can find more information at berlinmpls.com. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.